Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring and that's my super fine wife, Beth.
August 1st.
Yes.
2023, the first day of a great month.
Going to be.
Awesome month. It's going to be an awesome month. Our do not fear scripture for the day is Job 11:15. Job 11:15. Then, free of fault, you will lift up your face, you will stand firm and without fear.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Great scripture, baby.
Amen.
On today's call, we're going to discuss 7 questions about the word and world economies.
All right.
We have a question or two for you. Are you currently manifesting biblical prosperity? If not, why not? It's clear that God wants you to prosper. That's not just our opinion. It's all through the Word of God. 3 John 2, beloved, I wish you of all things that you may as prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prosper. So, what's the holdup? What's the hindrance? Increased prosperity and good health hinge on your soul prospering, and that involves the Word of God.
Amen.
One of the main hindrances is a lack of knowledge about what the Word of God says about the world and word economies. There's nothing wrong with lacking financial knowledge unless you have no motivation to increase your understanding. James 1:5, Classic Amplified. If any of you is deficient in wisdom, let him ask of the giving God, who gives to everyone liberally and ungrudgingly, without reproaching and fault-finding, and it will be given him. The Message Bible version of James 1:5 ends by saying, ask boldly, believingly, without a second thought. In other words, without a second thought, no doubts. As the old saying goes, doubt and do without. Without hesitation or reservation, you got to know that God will give you revelation and access to everything you need to know in the financial arena. Once you understand that everything you have belongs to God, that you're just a steward of His resources, then you can begin to realize that God will hold you personally accountable on Judgment Day for how you've handled or mishandled His goods. On Judgment Day. Yeah.
That's right. When you catch that revelation, though,
yeah,
you'll begin to view money much differently. We're feeling impressed right now, really at the moment, really, to tell you to remove all limitations to your thinking.
Yes.
Seriously, it just stirred in us that there would be people, several people maybe on the call right now and later, that don't think they're smart enough to grasp financial principles. That is a lie from the enemy.
That's right.
The enemy of your financial future is going to tell you that you're never going to understand the word or the world economy. But understand this, like it says in John 8:44, he is a liar and the father of lies, and the truth is not in him. We warn you that Hosea 4:6 says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. It didn't say Satan attacking them. It didn't say, anyway, let me go on. My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge because thou hast rejected knowledge. I will also reject you, that thou shall be no priest to me, seeing that thou hast forgotten the law of God. I will also forget thy children. Look, the enemy wants to make you think that it isn't going to work, but the scripture doesn't say that it can't work. It says that's why he's given it to you. Don't worry about catching everything at the same time.
That's right.
But just keep studying and the word will get down deep in you. The devil,
yes,
cannot keep you down. But your lack of studying or being in the word or rejecting knowledge, it will keep you down. Well, I don't see how I can give and get more. That's not the principle. The principle is to not just reject it and think it through and overthink it. It's to obey the word and believe it.
Yes.
We need to open our mind and our heart to receive what God wants to release in your life today in order to determine your world and word financial IQ or knowledge. We're going to ask you 7 questions in each area. Don't be discouraged if you don't know the answer. The key is to be willing to know what's necessary to increase your understanding.
Yes.
And that way you will definitely know answers to all of these word and world questions. Remember the words of Proverbs 1:5. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 5, Classic Amplified. The wise also will hear and increase in learning, and the person of understanding will acquire skill and attain to sound knowledge so that he may be able to steer his course rightly. First, there are 7 basic questions that we feel led to ask you about the world economy as it pertains to your financial finances. Interesting. 1. Do you know if your employer offers a 401k plan? If so, do you know if they will match or add to your contributions? If not, do you fully understand that the options are available to you individually? 2, do you know what your credit score is? There are ways of finding out. 3, do you realize that getting a large income tax refund means that you've been allowing the government to use your money for free during the past year? That's during those years. That's the way. Anyway,
need to stop that.
That's it. Talk to your what do you call those folks? I forget.
Anyway, planners.
No, well, I was thinking of the person at work. 4.
Oh yeah, in the HR department.
HR department. Yes. Do you know the best way to price shop for a new or a pre-owned car if you need one? 5, do you know the exact amount of your total indebtedness? That's a great place to start. 6, do you know how much surplus you have, if any, after each month and all the bills are paid in full? And 7, do you have a plan to pay off the debt that you have rapidly? There's no passing or failing grade with any of those 7 questions that we asked. It's just designed to provoke your thinking and allow you to see areas where you might increase your wisdom and your understanding. You know, there is nothing, as we've said many times, nothing wrong with knowing, with not knowing, as long as you choose to not remain ignorant about your financial destiny. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 34, Classic Amplified. For some of you have not the knowledge of God, you are utterly and willfully and disgracefully ignorant and continue to be so, lacking the sense of God's presence and all true knowledge of Him. I say this to your shame.
Wow.
We know that nobody on this call is like that.
That's
true. But there are people out there that don't really understand. It's okay to not understand. It's just okay. It's okay. It's not okay to continue to not understand.
That's true. Now, let's look at the 7 financial questions from the Word of God. 1, do you believe that Jesus came to this earth so that you might have abundant now and eternal life later? John 10:10. Read it. Get it inside of you. You probably already do. 2, do you realize that God takes pleasure in your prosperity? Psalm 35:27. Beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health.
Yeah, that's 1 John 3. But Psalm 35,
right.
Says he loves the prosperity of a servant. You need to read it for yourself.
Yeah, I'm got mixed up there.
That's okay.
They're
both good.
Yes, they are. 3, I can't believe I mixed that up. Do you believe and practice giving tithes and offerings? Malachi 3:10. Do you believe that God is a respecter of persons, or that what he's done for one, he'll do all for you also?
He's not a respecter of persons.
Acts 10:34.
Explains it all.
Do you understand that everything you sow in life will return a harvest? Galatians 6:7. 6, do you understand that everything that you've lost or has been stolen from you can be returned sevenfold? Proverbs 6:30-31. Proverbs 6:30-31. And 7, do you know there's going to be an end time wealth transfer and those who've shown themselves faithful will be involved? Proverbs 13:22. Needless to say, we could go on with the questions, but it's important for you to understand that every question we've asked, there is a provision found in the Word of God. God wants you to increase in wisdom and stature. How can we know such a thing with absolute certainty? Consider these two verses. 1 John 14:12. 14:12. Verily I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works.
Hallelujah.
Then I like that. Greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father.
And 2 Luke 2:52 says, and Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. If Jesus increased, just think how much more he wants us to increase in knowledge and understanding. When it comes to money, there's more money scriptures than there are anything else, practically.
That's
salvation,
exactly right.
Or faith or anything.
Prayer, all of them combined.
Proverbs 4:7, Classic Amplified says, the beginning of wisdom is get wisdom, skillful and godly wisdom. For skillful and godly wisdom is the principal thing. And with all you've gotten, get understanding, which is discernment, comprehension, and interpretation.
Mm. Hallelujah. J. Paul Getty, the financier, once said, your money's only as good as what you do with it.
That's a very profound
statement.
That's
profound. Your money is only as good as what you do with it. So let's look at the words of Hosea 4:6 again. 4:6 again, but this time in the Classic Amplified Bible. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, because you, the priestly nation, have rejected knowledge. I will also reject you, that you shall be no priest to me, seeing you've forgotten the law of your God. I will also forget your children.
Mm.
Finally, we feel led to close the teaching with the words found in Proverbs 9:6. 9:6 in the Message Bible. It says, leave your impoverished confusion and live.
Yes.
Walk up the street to a life with meaning.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I want to say that again. Live your impoverished confusion and live.
Leave your impoverished confusion.
And live.
That's right.
Walk up the street to a life with meaning.
Amen.
It's not what you don't know that matters, but rather what you're willing to learn and put in to practice.
And the part is put into practice.
That's
not
the
just
key.
Be a hearer, but a doer of the Word of God.
Amen. Amen.
If you're discouraged at times, and everybody gets there, get in the Word. Get in the Word and start praising the Lord.
Amen.
That is the greatest defense you've got.
Hallelujah. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.